accordance with the Local Government Act, this public meeting is being recorded. The recording will be archived and available on the council's website. Persons participating in public question time will be recorded as part of the meeting's proceedings. I request all participants maintain a respectful and professional demeanour throughout all proceedings. Any use of profanity, disrespectful language or disruptive behaviour may result in removal from the meeting. Thank you for your cooperation. Meeting is open at 5:03. So, the attendance record, present, we have Shire President Kelly L. Carter, Deputy President Councillor Melissa Harms, Councillor Steve Carter, Councillor Gemma Council, Councillor Di Cream, Councillor Shannon Dawson and Councillor Shane Higleton. The Chief Executive Officer, Mrs. Jean Knight, Executive Assistant, Mrs. Deb Whitehead and Manager of Corporate Services, Hannah Jolly. And we have the Manager of Works and Services, Mark Steve. Sorry. Bennett. Neil Public. And apologies, we have Neil, leave of absence previously granted. Neil. Declarations of interest, we have one. Read that out. For item 9.4.1, Councillor Shannon Dawson has a proximity declaration. Property adjacent to this property. Other questions? 5.2, nil. Public. Item 6, minutes of the previous meeting, 6.1. The ordinary council meeting, 28th of April 2026. Need a mover. Seconded by Councillor Shane Higleton. Minutes of the ordinary meeting council held 28th and 26th be confirmed. I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Petitions, we have nil. Presentations, nil. Deputation, nil. Nil delegates, reports and submissions, and the method of dealing with the agenda will be by show of hands. Item 9, reports. 9.1, works and services. We have 9.1.1, award of the RFT 25-26-06 bitumen ceiling works. Purpose of the report, Council is requested to consider the tenders received for RFT 25-26-06 bitumen ceiling works. Need a mover for this. Councillor M. Harms, seconded. Councillor S. Dawson. Councillor Harms, want to speak to?
No, I have nothing to add.
No. Well, all those in favour of that tender, carried 7-0. 9.1.2, unbudgeted expenditure consultant for the DRFAWA activation at AGRN 1283. Purpose of the report, Council is requested to authorise the expenditure of unbudgeted funds for consultancy works associated with AGRN 1283 Tropical Cyclone Mitchell. Need a mover and a seconder. Move Councillor Escada, seconded Councillor Jay Council. Councillor Carter.
No, this will be damage we've had around the place. I guess this we can find out. Get the consultant and look at it also.
No, nothing to that.
Yep, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? Carried, 7-0. Point 2, Planning and Development Services. There are nil reports for Planning and Development Services this month. We move on to 9.3, Corporate Services. 9.3.1, Accounts for Payment, April 2026. Purpose of the report, Council is requested to consider the acceptance and approval of the schedule of accounts for payment. Need a mover, Councillor Jay Council, seconded. Councillor S. Hickleton. Councillor Council.
No.
S. Hickleton, anything to...
No.
I don't think we had any issues at all. Put to the vote, we accept these reports. It's carried, 7-0. 9.3.2, Monthly Financial Statements for April 2026. Purpose of the report, Council is requested to receive and accept the financial reports for the month end 30th of April 2026. Need a mover. Move Councillor Dye Cream, seconded. Councillor M. Harms. Councillor Cream.
No, nothing to add.
Add, Councillor Harms.
No, nothing to add.
No. Put it to the vote, accept this report. It's carried, 7-0. 3.3, Schedule of Fees and Charges for 2026 to 2027. Purpose of the report, Council is requested to review the proposed Shire of Deology Schedule of Fees and Charges for the 2026-2027 financial year. Mover. Move Councillor Jay Council, seconder. Councillor Jess Carter. Council.
Yes, only a few changes, removals, and just a light CPI.
Councillor Carter, put it to the vote that we accept this is carried, 7-0. 9.3.4, a request to reduce Woven Sports Pavilion fees by Diane Miller. Purpose of the report, Council is requested to consider granting a concession on the Woburn Sports Pavilion hire fees associated to a wellness and craft weekend organised by Diane Miller, the hirer. This item is brought to Council as officers have no authority to alter or waive fees and charges. So we need a mover, Councillor Dye Cream, seconded Councillor S. Dawson. Councillor Crane?
No, the concession was permitted, so yeah, nothing else to add.
Okay, put to the vote. All those in favour? 7-0. 9.3.5, request to subsidise Deolany Recreation Centre fees, Deolany Community Resource Centre. Purpose of the report, Council is requested to consider subsidising the Deolany Recreation Centre main hall fee associated to a seniors community expo organised as part of staying in place program facilitated by the Deolany Community Resource Centre. This item is brought to Council as officers have no authority to alter or waive fees and charges. So, Councillor Councillor S. Carter, seconded, Councillor J. Council. Councillor Carter.
Yeah, apparently the event was well attended and a worthwhile thing, and I think they got an offer in the future to session. It's a good, great gesture on our behalf.
Yes, I agree with Councillor Carter.
It's very good. Put it to the vote. All those in favour? It's carried 7-0. 9.3.6, appointment of Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee presiding member and deputy of the presiding member. Purpose of the report, Council is requested to clarify the previous Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee appointments of chairperson and deputy chairperson. In accordance with the updated legislative requirements, Council is required to appoint an independent presiding member and an independent deputy of the presiding member for the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. Need a mover for this. Councillor S. Hickleton, seconded. Councillor M. Harms, Councillor Hickleton.
No.
Harms, anything?
Just processes.
Okay, it's had to be done. All put it to the vote. All those in favour? It's carried 7-0. Chief Executive Officer. 9.4.1, lease of Unit 1, 18 Hugger Drive, the Holland. Purpose of the report. Council is requested to consider renewing the lease with Arrow Enterprises for Unit 1, 18 Hugger Drive, Deolany, for a 3-year period. Do we have to read out that Councillor Dawson's left the room?
No.
So, need a mover for that? Councillor J. Council, seconded. Councillor S. Carter. Councillor Council?
No, it has a good history.
Yeah. No, I think it's good. Put to the vote. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Delegation to the Chief Executive Officer, Road Transport Contractual Chain Order. Purpose of the report, Councillor is requested to consider delegating authority to the Chief Executive Officer to review and amend rates as per the Road Transport Contractual Chain Order that came into effect on the 21st of April 2026. Cream, seconded Councillor S. Carter. Councillor Cream?
No, nothing to add. This is something that has to be done.
No. Just this.
Yep. Put it to the vote. All those in favour? 7-0. Just another job for the 1.4.3. Agreement, handover of portions of Great Northern Highway. Purpose of the report, Council is requested to consider the handover of a portion of Great Northern Highway to Shire of the Wanyu and to consider two new road names for those portions. Some of the things have changed a bit since the agenda briefing. If you
I'll second that.
Councillor S. Carter, second. Green, that we suspend standing orders. All those in favour of that, vote carried 7-0. Is that all right?
Sorry, I didn't get who moved and who seconded.
Moved Councillor Di Cream, seconded Councillor S. Carter. Speak one at a time because the recording is continuing. Was Lachlan Road on or off?
So through the chair, as I wrote to the email, I haven't had a response, so I just thought we need to have a backup. Probably another two, just in case the other one doesn't come. And I acknowledge your email.
Yes. Well, that's what I was going to ask about. Yep.
But I think I've better wrote.
Yes.
And the Bradfords,
that was in the report. There's already what Bradford Road in the Shire. You can't have another one. And you can't have north and south. So because of the canola, I just went and googled and found a couple of varieties that were grown actually on the Carter farm.
We don't want to confuse the issue by starting to put old wheat varieties out in. We want to keep them in town.
Well, not necessarily. You want to put some old wheat varieties out there. It's just that we've got to name these two sections of road.
There's much amount of time on two little old roads.
They're not very significant.
The only confusing part about Hunter Road is that there used to be hunters in Boat Hill.
300 in Gawler, you
think? Hunters in Gawler.
Is there another variety then?
It's not a real significant road, is it? So, 100 will be maybe where to go.
I don't understand what we have to name it.
It's probably not just one there.
Yeah, it is.
Clearfield?
Response from Cooper though, she has agreed.
Okay.
Yep, Cooper and Hunter.
Yep, Cooper and Hunter. Or Cooper and Mocklin if we do.
But we just need those two just in case Cooper doesn't get approval of Langate. So that'd be good to have a spare two.
Yep.
Okay, so that's good.
Yep.
We want to go back into
Need to.
Resume standing orders?
Yeah, move councillor Escada, seconded councillor Di Cream that we resume standing orders. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Now we need to move an amendment to have up the top, two extra rows added just in case the first two preferences don't come through. So if someone wants to move that we add another in unit 100. Move councillor Di Cream, seconded was, who was it? Shane Hickleton, councillor, that we add the, two names, Emu Road and Hunter Road, in case the first two preferences don't. Need a mover. Councillor M. Harms, seconded. Councillor J. Council. That. Harms, speak to that.
No, just some great choices.
I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour of that motion? It's carried 7-0. Escada, second councillor J. Council, that we go behind closed doors.
What's the time? 5:26.
Yep, 5:26. Do you want me to scrabble?
Can you
scribble down some?
Just give me a second.